Too many people these days are drowning in debt. Whether it's a spending spree on their credit card, whether it's people in debt to loan sharks, whether it's simply not being able to make ends meet, people are drowning in debt. But financial debt is not the only sort of debt that we're drowning in. There's another sort of debt, a much deeper debt, a much more deadly debt, that we need to be concerned about. Our debt to God. Look, there's no distinction. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that's a hole that we've each dug so deep for ourselves that there's no getting out of it. It is quite literally one hell of a debt. At some point, you and I have turned our backs on God. We all have. And even now, as I believe in Jesus, and if you do too, we still turn our backs on God through the things that we do that we know are just plain wrong. Through anger and resentment, through unforgiveness and the desire for revenge, through selfishness and greed, the list goes on. Each time we do those things, there are consequences. In a legal sense, someone has to pay. There's a debt. That's the bad news. We deserve God's punishment, and what a terrible thing that punishment is. And unless and until that terrible reality of this bad news sinks in, the good news isn't all that good. But the good news is good. It's fantastically good, because through it, the debt is paid over and over again, and the impending terror of God's judgment is lifted from our shoulders. Romans chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. God makes people right through their faith in Jesus Christ. He does this for all who believe in Christ. Everyone's the same. All have sinned and are not good enough to share God's divine greatness. They're made right with God by His grace. This is a free gift. They are made right with God by being made free from sin through Jesus Christ. Why did Jesus suffer and die? To pay that debt so that by faith in Him, we're put back into a right standing with God. It's a free gift because God put Jesus Himself forward in our place to die on that cross to pay off our debt. That's the good news. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.